Avodah Zarah Yerushalmi, cross points Avodah Zarah Bavli, Daf Nun Tes. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Amad Aleph at the top of the page of the Mishnah. Nachtaim Shu Oise Batuma, Loi Lashim, Loi Ochin, Imoi, Amalichim, Imoi, Pas Lepalta. If a baker is working in a state of Tuma, one may not knead or roll dough with him, but one may take bread with him to the store for sale. And the Gemara says, Vatani Allah, Loi Litatun, Loi Toichanin, Loi Bodlim, Imoi. The Baisa says, for the same reason as our Mishnah, one may not soak the wheat in hot water and grind them to remove the bran for him, nor grind the wheat, nor soak them in water. Amar Bihila, kam de chulin, kam de tumah. Bihila came to answer a question. The unspoken question is, why in the Mishnah in Gittin, in the fifth perek, is it permitted to help the wife of an Amoritz to select, grind, and winnow? And over here, we don't seem to permit these things. The Mishnah there, the answer of the Mishnah there was referring to chulin, which is non-sanctified produce, and the Mishnah here is referring to tumah produce. Vatanina nachtaim islach meima nachtaim betruma. The question is though, that by the Mishnah spoke about a baker. Is there a baker who bakes for everyone using truma? Chavaya ami kan beloises kan beshein loises. Vatanina avak mishahit mishtatar lemayim loisiga etzla shemach mechazkim yidei ovi aveira. The answer that Gemara gives, and the chavaya, the yeshiva students answered, that our Mishnah refers to first soaking the wheat to clean off any dust, and therefore it now becomes capable of contracting tumah. The Mishnah in Gittin did not refer to soaking them first, and this can be seen later in the Mishnah there in Gittin, where it says that once she puts the flour into water, it's prohibited to help the Amoritz's wife in order not to strengthen her in her sin. And this therefore shows that the first part referred to before the wheat had been soaked. Ruchia, Rabbi Ami, Chadama, Chorish Bar, Tabois, Vala Nasavla, Minach, Basash Mitzah, Chadama, Isha. The end of the Mishnah in Gittin there teaches that one may encourage Gentiles during the Shemitah year, but one may not encourage Jews. And one may greet people for the sake of peaceful relations. Now, Rabbi and Rabbi Ami disagreed. One said that in the Shemitah year, one may tell a Gentile, plow the field well, and I'll buy the field from you after Shemitah. The other opinion said that one may not say this to him, but one may say to him, you should be strong in your plowing. Manda Mechorosh Bat Habois, Vana Nasavla Minach, Basa Shmitzah, Mao Shoilim Beshleiman Isha. According to the first opinion, he explains the Mishnah's phrase, one may greet people for the sake of peaceful relations, to refer to greeting Jews who are ploughing in Shmitzah. Manda Amalanochri Isha, Mao Shoilim Beshleiman Shel Besholim Yisrael Sholim Aleichem. And the second opinion explains it's referring to greeting Jews who are suspected of not keeping the laws of Shmitzah by saying Shalom Aleichem, as he does to observant Jews. Dilama, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Avon, Alchad, Minchoshe, Shviyas, and Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Isha. It once happened that Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, and Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman were walking, and they saw a Jew ploughing in Shmitah. Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman told him, be strong. Amalei, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa, Loi Kein Alfan, Rebbe, Vele Omun, Ha'Oven, Vegeme, Shoasa, Loi Melechoshe, Shviyas, Isha. Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papa asked Rabbi Shmuel, didn't you teach us, Rebbe, that the Pasuk says in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Choftes in Pasuk Ches, and the passers-by did not say, may the blessings of Hashem be to you, we have blessed you in the name of Hashem. This teaches that it's prohibited to say, be strong to those that plough in Shemitah. Amar likois ad yodea lejoish iata e ad yodea. Vle amun ha'ovim elu ha'umos ha'akum, shehein ovim min ha'olam, shulei amun yisor b'ruchas Hashem aleichem, v'ma yisor oim elahem, v'ochein eschem v'shem Hashem. Shmuel ben Nachman answered Rabbi Chanina ben Papa, you know how to read, but you don't know how to interpret. And the passers-by did not say, this is referring to the idolatrous nations who pass from the world, that they didn't say to Yisrael, may the blessing of Hashem be to you. And what does Yisrael say to them? We have blessed you in the name of Hashem. V'Yisrael oimim lahem v'leidaychem, leidaychem kol ha'toivos v'nechomois v'haboim la'olam b'shvilenu, v'ein atem oimim lanu bo'u osu lachem min abochis, v'leoid ala she'atem megaglim aleinu, v'izim v'zimiois v'gilgaleios v'aonoinois. Yisrael say to them, it's not enough that all of the goodness and comforts that come to the world is for our sake, and you don't invite us to partake of them. Not only that, but you actually obligate us to pay taxes, monetary penalties, head taxes, and non-owner taxes. Rabbi Ami ruled about the baker in the Mishnah that one may not remove bread from the oven with him, and similarly, if a Jew is suspected of making wine in Tumah, one may not spray wine into containers with him.